This chazar is echin nechabach ches shag mevim hudim sechel babam tziyah daf chav zayin. Zak, the Mishnah garment was also included in all of these. Why was it singled out in the pasuk? To compare all the other lost items to it and thereby teach us, just as a garment has simonim and has owners who will claim it, so to anything that has simonim and owners who will claim it must be announced. In fact, what does the Mishnah mean was included in all of these? And for the Gemara, Rava said it means that it's included in the phrase of kol aveidas achicha. Rava said, why does the pasuk have to write all the examples of ox, donkey, sheep, and garment? He says they're needed as follows. If we would only have said that a garment must be returned, we would say that only something that itself can be identified by witnesses or that has a simon on the object itself has to be returned. However, with regard to a donkey with the witnesses or the simon is on the saddle, not the donkey itself, we would think that it doesn't have to be returned. Therefore, the pasuk also says donkey. The example of ox teaches that even the hair from the end of the ox's tail has to be returned. The example of sheep teaches that even the shearings of a sheep have to be returned. In fact, why couldn't the pasuk just say ox? And we would know that the shearing of a sheep must be returned as well. Rava said the example of donkey written with regard to an animal damaged by a bar according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the example of a sheep by us written regarding a lost item according to everybody just cannot be explained. Maybe it's written to teach that even animal waste have to be returned. Rava says no, an owner is mafker animal waste and therefore would not have to be returned. Maybe it's written to teach that a simon is effective in proving ownership and that such a proof is even valid deraisa. Rava says the Mishnah says we learn simonim from garments, so it's obviously not learning it from the word sheep. Zakhmar Vaita, Bryce says the words asher toivad teach to exclude a lost item that's worth less than a prut. Rabbi Yehuda says it's learned from the word umitzasa. What's the difference between the shitas? Abaye said it. There's only a difference in how to darshan. Mar says that Tanakam will use umitzasa for the drasha of Rabbi Noi, who says that it teaches that the lost item of a goy does not have to be returned, even if it's even if the finder already picked it up. Rabbi Yehuda uses asher toivad to teach the drasha of Bechon in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who says that it teaches that something which is lost from the owner and everybody, meaning something washed away by a river, does not have to be returned. Rabbi Yehuda will learn the drasha of Rabbi Noi from the extra vav of umitzas. The Tanakam will learn the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda from the word mimenu, from him. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in the word mimenu. Rava said the difference between the shittas is a lost item that was worth a pruta and then depreciated before it was found. The Tanakam would hold that asher toivah teaches that we follow the time that it was lost. Rabbi Yehuda says umetzasa that we teach that we have to follow the time it was found, that's be worth a pruta then. In fact, even according to the Tanakam, the pasuk still says umetzasa, so it surely need to be worth a pruta when it's found. Rather, Zakhtumar, the difference between them is an object that was lost when it was worth less than a prut and was found when it was worth more than a prut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would have to be returned. According to the Tanakam, it would not. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk still says asher toivah, so it surely need to be worth a prut when it's lost. And rather, the difference between them is an object that was lost when it was worth a pruta, and it then depreciated to less than a pruta, and again appreciated to a pruta before it was found. According to the Tanakam, it would have to be returned. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it must only be returned when it was worth a pruta from the time it was lost until the time it was found. Fact number is the halacha of returning something based on a simon deraisa or derabbanan. The importance of the distinction would be whether we return a get based on a simon. If simon is deraisa, we would return it. If simon only derabbanan, the rabbanan only enacts the simon for monetary laws, not for yisurim. And fact number, the Mishnah said we learn out the halacha of simon from the word garment in the pasuk. It shows this we learn out from a pasuk. It's deraisa. The Gemara says not approved. It may be that the Mishnah was referring to the characteristic that there is an owner to claim the garment when it's made. When that's what the pasuk is teaching. And the concept of simon would maybe just added into the conversation, but not meant as being based on the pasuk. For acting more, the Mishnah said the example of donkey teaches that even a simon on the saddle would be sufficient for the donkey to be returned based to the owner based on that. We see it as deraisa. And for the more, maybe the pasuk teaches that if witnesses testify to the ownership of the saddle, that helps for the donkey. But the pasuk maybe doesn't teach anything regarding simonim. For acting more, Brisa says that the lost item should remain with the finder until the owner looks and asks for it. Now, would we think that he should give it to him without being asked for it? He doesn't even know who the owner is. Rather, it must be that it means we must investigate whether the one claiming the item is true. It is true owner. And presumably, this is done with simonim, and we see it's based on a pasuk. Mar says no, it's also maybe referring to making a determination based on witnesses. In fact, Gemara Mishnah says that when identifying a dead person, the identification must be based on his face and nose. A simon on his body or clothing is insufficient. We see that simonim is not deraisa. And fact, Gemara, maybe that simonim which are considered insufficient is to say that a person was tall or short, and the reason the simonim on his clothing is not acceptable because he may have borrowed that clothing. However, it may be that true simonim would be sufficient, even deraisa. In fact, if we're concerned for borrowed clothing, how can we return a donkey based on the saddle? Maybe it was borrowed. Gemara says people don't borrow saddles because a borrowed saddle would harm the donkey's skin. In fact, Gemara gives another teretz. We can also say that the simon given on the clothing was maybe that they were white or red, which was not particular enough, and maybe that's why they were unacceptable. Affecting Gemara, the Brisa said that if a lost get was found tied to the wallet or the signet ring of the shliach, or if it was found among his kelim, it's valid. Now, if we're concerned that kelim may have been borrowed, how can this get be valid? And Gemara, people don't borrow wallets because of superstition. People also don't lend signet rings because they're concerned that it will be used to forge a document. Therefore, those things are clearly not lent out. Affecting Gemara, maybe we can say that whether simonim is the Brisa or derabanan is actually machlekes among tanaim. Brisa says that we don't accept testimony regarding identification of a dead person based on a birthmark. Alozer ben Mavoi says that we do. It was seen that Machalek is a Tanakam holds Simonim Adaraisa, and Alozer ben Mavoi holds that it's Derabanan. Mark has a number of truths. Number one, Rava said, it may be that everyone agrees Simonim Adaraisa. Machalek is whether people born in the same mazel have the same birthmark. Tanakam holds that they do, and therefore can't act as a Simon, and Alozer ben Mavoi says that they don't. Second teretz could be everyone agrees that they don't have the same birthmark, these people. Machloikis is whether this type of simon changes after death. Tanakhama says that it does, that's why it's not an effective simon. Or Lozama Voice says it does not. Third teretz, everyone agrees that this type of simon does not change after death. And also everyone agrees that simon ma'olin derabban, and the machloikis is whether this birthmark is sufficiently identifying simon as a simon muvuk or not. Zakhnamar Rava said, if you say that simon are not their raisa, how can we return a lost item based on a simon? And furthermore, the finder agrees to give back the item based on a simon, so that if he loses something, he'll also be able to get it returned to him based on a simon as well. If Safri asked Rava, how do we allow him to do a favor for himself and return it, although he may keep it, just so that if he loses something, he can take it away from someone else who's really allowed to keep it? Evidently, rather, the owner who lost the item is happy with the enactment of Simonim because he doesn't have witnesses to prove ownership, but knows that he has better Simonim than anyone else. He is therefore willing to take the risk of someone else making the claim because he's still left with a better chance of getting the item back. In fact, we learned in the Mishnah earlier that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if there are three loan documents that are found together with the lender and all three being the same person, the document should be returned to the lender and he may collect with the loans as they're stated. Now, in this case, the borrower is surely not happy that the documents are returned to the lender based on the simonim. And for the Gemara, Rava said, in that case, it's returned to the lender based on the logic that if all three of these documents were together, they must have fallen from him. In fact, the Mishnah said that if a roll or bundle of documents was found, it should be returned to the lender with a simon. Now, the borrower clearly is not happy that they have these documents returned with a simon. And for the Gemara, rather, Rava said, simonim are de'araisa. The pasuk says that the lost item should remain with the finder until the owner looks for an asker. Now, do we think that we should give it to him without him being asked for? We don't even know who the true owner is. Rather, it means that we must investigate whether the one claiming the item is its true owner. Presumably, this was done with simanim, and we see from over here, from the pasuk, that simanim are the ayraisa.